Paul Simon, and you can call me Al on 5MU. It's 21 to 9. Up and at 'em this morning. Tuesday at about this time, which means it is time for this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
He's the man that puts a hoop back into cock-a-hoop. It is Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning to you, sir.
Are we allowed to say cock-a-hoop still on the radio?
You are. That's right.
Because that's what I am this week, Adam. I'm so happy, so excited.
Top
and
two.
For people that rang me and went, were you worried about the Western Bulldogs? Was never in doubt, people. Never in doubt, so yes.
Very now, good indeed. How good was it? Good to see three of the lads in the All-Australian squad as well.
Yep.
Travis Boak must have sent nasty pictures to some of the selectors. He's been robbed, I think. But anyway.
He has been. Absolutely. So, yes. Few in there that, let's say, they come from the bit dodgy side, let me say.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. There you go. Is the bit dodgy side the Westlake side? Is that what we're looking at? Moving on.
Moving on. So,
hey, listen, there's a time in everyone's life where they decide to go one way of several when it comes to music streaming.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
There's a couple of ways that could have gone. I like it. Went down the YouTube music path. There are others that have stayed bolted onto Apple Music, and there's others that have gone to Spotify. A lot of Spotify people. Lots.
There are, yes. And I've got a bit of a concern with Spotify at the moment out there. One, they've never made any money as well. So lots of money comes in, but not money, they haven't made a profit in the bottom line. So when
they keep giving all the money to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Yes, there we go. So Google. If you don't know who Joe Rogan is, kids, Google it out there as well.
He's Bogan Dude Oprah, all right?
Yeah, there we go.
Good one.
So Spotify users are aware that streaming service tracks their listening activity, their history, their playlists, and the songs they like or skip. So it's about figuring out what you like. But Spotify also track a lot of other things that should get you concerned on there as well, such as they know your name, your email address, your phone number, your date of birth, your gender, your street address, what country you live in, your login info, your billing info, your Facebook user ID, your login information to Facebook, what you like on Facebook as well. They also know the computer that you're using or the smartphone or the tablet, the model it is, the browser you're using, and even some data from other devices on your Wi-Fi network. Bit of an intrusion, I think, Adam, just slightly.
Seems a bit much to know that I'm probably going to want to hear a Joni Mitchell song at some point.
Exactly right. But they say that helps us tailor song and artist recommendations to your tastes. It's all about advertising.
Of course it is, yes.
So we've got to understand this. They use it to attract advertising partners who can create those personalised ads on your information. And to top it all off, almost all of your Spotify profile information is actually public by default. So anyone with a Spotify account can actually look up Adam Connolly, Richard Pasco, unless you change your settings. Urge people, go into your Spotify privacy settings and start cutting down on the information that you're sharing with Spotify. Do yourself a favour. Also, don't have Spotify start when you start your computer, Windows or Mac.
God, please don't do that.
Turn the thing off. You want music first up, turn on 5MU.
Exactly. We had one default to that here in the building, and it would take forever to open because Spotify...
It does.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, Spotify, it's like the lumbering giant suddenly deciding to come onto your computer as well.
Speaking of lumbering giants, Facebook, let's move to them. Messenger's adding some encryption, and this is a good thing?
Not if you're the federal government. They loathe encryption as well. So they're adding end-to-end encryption for voice and video calls now. When we say that, that means nobody outside knows what's being said on Facebook. Nobody can actually go along and do it. So, you know, Facebook video calls now, 150 million calls a day and growing on there. Phenomenal amount. I mean, I'm not a big one for if you ring me up and I'll talk to you on the phone. I don't need to see you, and you don't need to see me.
No, we do it with the kids, and Rellos, and that's pretty much it. There's no need for that sort of stuff. We send voice messages to each other from time to time, but
that's good. Yeah, that
used to happen before, and text.
Which is good, but government law enforcement don't like encryption as they can't listen into your conversation.
Right.
It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Okay. I guess if you're talking about things that are pretty boring, like we do, like you and blah, blah. But, let's talk about these retouching laws. No, this isn't something from Harvey Weinstein. This is something from Norway.
I think this is a really good idea. So Norway have introduced a photo retouching law. So social media, we see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The internet's full of people exhibiting their flawless and unrealistic bodies as well, which in a lot of people, we get insecurities about that. So with those unrealistic beauty standards, Norway's passed a law requiring influencers and advertisers to label their retouched photos. I think it's a great idea.
So, like, if I put on the Lark filter or the Juno filter on my Instagram, I'll have to tell you that I've done it. Is that right?
If you're in Norway, you would.
Right.
So if you've altered your body size, your form, your skin colour, if you put filters on there, any exaggeration of muscles, enlarged lips, narrow waist, all require labelling on there as well. It's a good thing, as far as I'm concerned, because we do see some stuff on Instagram, especially that, you know, and you meet them in real life and you go, what happened between the two? Say yes, which I've done a couple of times. It doesn't go down well.
No.
But it really impacts upon people's mental health as well, especially on the kids out there as well. So, and, you know, if you're suffering from that on social media, get some help, people, really.
Yeah, no, really do. Talk to some folks. I mean, there's no harm in it. Richard, that was a rather touching way to finish.
I've got a better way to finish.
Don't you get to hang up, are
you? Okay. Let's all support Port Adelaide this weekend. The Crows are out. Get on the bandwagon, people. Sign up for a membership for next year because they're this year's premiers. There you go. I'll put it out there.
This year's premiers.
There we go.
I reckon there might be... there we go. Look, we'll keep that audio, and if it comes true, we'll play it over and over again. In fact, it'll be part of the promo of the show. How about that?
That's what we like.
Excellent. Yeah. Richard, thank you very much. That is adelaidetechguy.com.au. If you want to know more about any of that information, you can find it there. It is Richard Pascoe.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!